Metaphysics. What a magnificent word. It's such a... It's a complicated word. What does it mean? It's means beyond the physical. When I learned that, I really made a big difference. And I knew from the time I was a little kid that there was something more happening. I've told you about the epiphany I had when I was about 6 or 7. And I was playing Capture the Flag in the backyard of my neighbor with my other buddies. And I was by myself, and all of a sudden I fell to my knees. And I knew that something had happened, that I was really, there was something going on. Didn't know what it was, but I was very humbled, and I knew there was something beyond what I was understanding. I knew that I would be okay. I knew I was going to be safe. I knew my life was going to be, and by that time I sort of knew it was going to be a theater. I knew that for sure, that was the main thing I was going to do. And my sister and I were raised in a religion, when I studied religion and I studied it, there was something more than that, and somebody finally told me the word metaphysical, beyond the physical, and that began to really make sense. So I started studying it, and I started working with different psychics and just anything but not ever regretting, you know, the fact that I was raised Lutheran or was raised in a church. I just knew that there was more to it. And I didn't know how, and I didn't know why, and I didn't know where, but I just kept on knowing, and then things would happen, and I would go into... I would get these phrases, these mantras. Mm-hmm. I am right where I need to be now, was one of them. There will always be enough. And ones like that and I realized that there was, I am what I think and speak is. So that if I get up and I'm really, I talk about how terrible the world is or how terrible everything is. It is that, and then slowly but surely I realized that it isn't that. I mean, it's really what you think and speak. So I began to and I began to bring these to various things, and I began to make changes in my thinking. I began to realize that I was not special, but I just had a very unusual, not everybody thought the way I did. And then I began to meet people who were also metaphysical and had wonderful experiences and things that happened. For instance, the shipwreck, when it happened, I knew I was going to be okay. And I wasn't afraid. I also began to not be so afraid of death and dying. None of us are getting out of this alive. And it's we only have this moment. And that began to infiltrate my theater. As a director, I learned to trust what was on the tip of my tongue to say rather than always figuring it out. And sometimes I did, you know, as a director particularly. Sometimes I would just go with whatever came out and was there. And sometimes I would be able to correct. If I started with one thing, I would realize that that wasn't necessarily something that I could, that I needed to count on. I would be okay. And everyone around me would be okay. I began to think of myself within the last 20 years as a messenger. I know that sounds, whatever that sounds like, I don't care. But I began to talk to people, just sitting, big place was always like the subway, when you sit down next to somebody, and I would start to talk, or they would start to talk, they would bring up something that would remind me of something, and I wasn't afraid to say it. I began to recognize that we are all one. We're all in on this. We're all immigrants. I remember when who used to talk about immigrants, and we're all immigrants to our world, and it's a privilege to be here, and all that kind of wonderful thought process that made it okay to be, and that began to infiltrate my acting and my theater, both as a director and particularly as an actor, particularly with flow. I realized that B-E is one of the most important words, because if we can be okay with right where we are right this very second, the acting flow happens, and it's not presentational. And of course, when you're a singer and a musical theater person, I mean, you're presenting. And so I learned that difference. I learned the difference of being and allowing nothing to happen.
But also everything to happen. Everything
to happen. I mean, not make it happen. But and then I would go in and out of being, you know, because I was being directed, I'd have to get to a certain point in the show, or get to a certain point as an actor, or get someone to a point as a director. I would see things, I would see how it needed to be. And then slowly but surely I began to recognize that this was part of my what I was here to do. And particularly the messenger part of it. I was meant to share that as best I could. I just didn't have to try to make it happen. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's one of the main things you learn as an actor. And I learned a lot of that from actresses and actors I worked with, and parts I had. Where there's one, the Harold and Maude, which is the musical Harold and Maude that I did. And understood a lot about how working together, and you don't have to make it happen. You can just you let it happen. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't, you don't judge it.
Right.
Or if you think it doesn't happen, you don't mm-hmm. judge it. It's one of the most important things that began to be part of my life, and that's now with all the things and now I'm elderly. I mean, I'm elderly, but I'm look whatever. You know, I mean, I'm in, of a certain age, and I began to really realize that it's all in just being. B E.